Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. The U.S. Court of Appeals in San Francisco has been called on to reconsider their order halting enforcement of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the ban on openly gay troops in the military. The Obama administration filed an emergency motion late yesterday asking the court to review their decision. And California is now the first state in the nation to require public schools to teach students about the history and contributions of the gay community. Governor Jerry Brown signed the bill into law yesterday. It takes effect in January. It's been an expensive week for students at the state's public universities. To deal with budget cuts, Cal State officials imposed a big tuition increase. Now, the University of California is following suit. The California Report's Anna Tintakalis has more.
The Regents heard from UC's 10 campus chancellors about the impact of earlier budget cuts and fee increases. The board talked about the possibility of generating money by recruiting more out-of-state students or new fundraising efforts. But faced with an immediate need to deal with a $650 million shortfall in state funding, the board's discussion came back to a big tuition increase. UC Berkeley political science student Jonathan Stein urged the Regents to tap into the system's endowment funds.
I've been told when talking to folks at the Office of the President that this is something you only do in emergencies. But this is an emergency.
Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, a non-voting board member, sided with students. He said voting down the fee hike would send a message to Sacramento.
We need to wake these guys up. And the only way I know how to do that sitting here is to say no. And I can assure you if we said no today, folks would start paying attention.
Regent Russell Gould said the increase was necessary to preserve the university's integrity.
If there is a message to Sacramento, let the message be, we've determined that we're going to maintain quality.
In the end, Regents voted 14-4 to raise tuition by nearly 10%. That puts the annual UC fee at just over $12,000. That's about an 80% increase over the last 5 years. UC officials say one-third of the new revenue would be set aside for financial aid. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.
A new state law requires students in junior high and high schools to prove they've been vaccinated against whooping cough. That means the state's schools need to verify vaccination records for up to 3 million students. Enforcement's getting off to a bumpy start. Last week, thousands of students showed up for classes at year-round schools in Los Angeles without proof they'd gotten the required shots. John Deasy is superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District.
There was a large number of students who simply just did not get the vaccine. And so we had an entire bank of health professionals, our own and county health professionals, there to work with each student. And each student was provided information so that the parents could sign, which means that they would allow themselves to get the shot. And then we held clinics throughout the community and also at the school.
By the next day, the schools had not only relaxed enforcement policies, they'd also run out of booster shots. All of this bodes ill for the fall when most students around the state head back to the classroom. Recognizing the possibility that schools may not be able to meet the looming vaccination deadline, state lawmakers passed a bill this week to extend it to 30 days after school begins. That bill now awaits the governor's signature. Dr. Eileen Yamada is a medical officer for the California Department of Public Health. So, how serious is the whooping cough epidemic?
Well, last year we had an epidemic year with over 9,000 cases reported to the Department of Public Health, and unfortunately also 10 infant deaths in California.
And why were middle and high school aged kids targeted for the mandated vaccination rather than elementary school kids in this new state law?
Well, currently, kindergartners are already required to have pertussis vaccinations with the DTaP vaccine that's required for our kindergartners. But we know that even fully protected, fully vaccinated kindergartners, their immunity wanes over time. By the time they're in middle school, they're again susceptible to the disease.
When this legislation was signed into law last fall, were any funds allocated to support it or to support the schools in implementing it?
There were no specific funds to the new implementation, but the department has been doing a lot of work, really working with a number of our partners, including the California Department of Education, to get that message out as much as possible.
Los Angeles Superintendent John Deasy said that as of now, his district has been called on to both implement the law and foot the bill. Let's listen.
I think certainly the job of monitoring immunization is certainly have fallen to schools. And, of course, this is happening at a time where we've had our budget decimated, particularly for support staff such as school nurses. So this is very problematic.
I guess the question is it appropriate or fair for schools, which are already so strapped, to be drawing down their limited resources to fulfill what's really a public health requirement?
Yeah, and we realize this is a real monumental task for our schools, and it does affect a huge number of students, approximately 3 million. It will, in the end, help schools because there will be less absenteeism due to pertussis disease. One of the other names for pertussis or whooping cough is the 100-day cough. It can really last a long time, from weeks to months, and really affect the ability of students to learn and to participate in activities as well as school classes.
L.A. schools have already run out of the booster after one day. Is there going to be enough vaccine available to handle the huge demand that may arise come fall?
You know, we've been in touch with the vaccine manufacturers, and we've been reassured in all of those cases there's plenty of vaccine to meet the need for the pertussis booster requirement. However, we have heard of local areas where some providers may have run out of vaccine. So one of the messages we're trying to share with providers also is to make sure to order enough vaccine and anticipate that rush before school. We really recommend parents to go ahead and call right now to make that appointment to make sure that they can get immunized before school begins.
Thank you so much, Dr. Eileen Yamada, for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Eileen Yamada is medical officer for the California Department of Public Health. And that's the California Report for Friday, July 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Howard Gelman and Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller. Paul Ancor and Nina Thorson directed the show. Our interns are Julia Bernstein, Nicholas Carpenter, Bridget Bodner, and Jefferson Beavers. Our editor is Dan Brecky. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn. Kate Concannon edited our series Miles to Go. Victoria Maulion is our producer, with help this week from Amy Machado. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.